With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.
Jonah's sitting across from me. This must mean we've got updates, have we?
We have updates.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, this is Elf on the Shelf updates. This is the official, of course, as you know. Ah, here we go. Brilliant. So, let's go to them and find out what's going on now. We did yesterday. This was the first day of the Elf on the Shelf updates. They were quite well behaved.
They just arrived
into somebody else's home. Yeah. And they were behaving themselves.
I think they were just setting out their stall, kind of.
Just revving up. I see what you mean. Let's see how it's progressed in 24 hours. What a difference a day makes.
That's it.
Here we go. This is Callum, who is in County Kildare. Callum, thanks for getting in touch.
My name's Callum Kennedy, and I'm living in Cara, County Kildare. My elf's name is Wrigglebottom, and he's being suspiciously nice. Yesterday, he gave us advent calendars, and today, he gave us Santa letters. What's next? I don't know.
Callum, this is the question.
Yeah. See, the kids are now onto these elves.
They've copped on.
Suspicious. Yep. That's what Callum said.
We know what these elves are capable of.
Exactly.
So, Callum, beware.
Because we've been doing this now. I think it's 8 years now.
We've been dealing with these messers.
Okay. Let's go to Daniel, who is in Kildare. Daniel, how are you?
Hi, my name is Daniel from County Kildare with Angan, and today my elf Jingles made breakfast for himself with spaghetti, strawberry sauce, sprinkles, marshmallows and chocolate chips. Bye, love the show.
Ooh. Yep, you see, elves.
Actually, that sounds quite nice.
Elves do love the sugar. That's their main food group is sugar.
Okay.
So
they're not causing anybody else problems. No, they're just using their own.
Just
kind of
fueling up, actually. Yeah. Probably. Yeah, on the old sugar and, you know.
You've got it all sorted. You really do.
Okay. I'm onto these lads.
Okay. Darren, Ronan, and Quiva are there together. Darren, Ronan, Quiva, come in.
Hi, this is Darren,
Ronan, Quiva.
And today our elves had Uno cards all over, and in their hand they had 6-7.
Six, seven.
See, even elves know about 6-7.
I know, everybody knows about it.
I know,
it.
Yeah, 6-7. Yeah. Are we cool?
Okay, okay, we got Lily and Fia there as well. Lily and Fia, thank you very much for taking the time out to do this, because you're kind of like reporters now around the country. It's like we're working for a TV network.
It's brilliant.
Or a big radio network, or, you know. So you'll be having your own podcast next. Lily and Fia, here we go. What's going on with your elves?
Hi, this is Lily and Fia from Nina. Today our elf buddy took candy canes and made them into a sleigh on the stairs. Bye.
Sleigh on the stairs.
See, now my question would be there.
Okay, yeah.
Where are they going in the sleigh? Where are they going next? Do you know what I mean? They're building modes of transport here.
Yeah. I mean, you're getting a bit carried away now, I think, to be honest with you.
Let's see what tomorrow brings.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
That's all we can do. Sam, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Excellent. I believe you listen to us all the time here.
I do, yeah.
Good man yourself. Sam, you were born in Girona, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, and do you live between the two countries? You're in Girona now, are you?
Yeah, I've always lived in Girona, but I go and visit my grandparents and family in Ireland.
Okay, and whereabouts do they live?
Well, I kind of have them all over the place. There's some in Dublin, there's some in Cork, some in Limerick.
There's one in Brough, in Limerick.
Kerry.
Brough. No?
Yeah, bruv.
Yeah, bruv. Yeah, yeah. Very good. I believe you speak a load of languages as well. Tell us all the languages you speak, Sam.
Well, I can speak a bit of German, which they teach us in school.
Yeah?
I can speak a bit of Italian.
Right.
I can speak English.
I can hear that.
I can speak Catalan, I can speak Spanish, and I can also speak Irish a bit.
Irish and Catalan, which is kind of a dialect of Spanish, isn't it? It's kind of from the same region.
Well,
similar,
when you look at it, they're not really that similar. Some things are similar, some things aren't that much.
Right, okay. And you're into music big time. So can you play any instruments or anything?
I can, yeah.
What can you play?
Well, I can play the drums, I can sing, I can play the guitar.
Oh, God. Okay, everybody, watch out for this guy in the future. He can do just about anything. His name is Sam Rally. I like it. So what kind of music do you like at the moment?
Well, I like all types of music, but I've been listening a lot to Gorillaz.
Gorillaz, yeah.
Oh, it's a Pearl Jam.
Oh, very good. Well, there goes good quality stuff. Okay. And you're doing curling as well in the Cool Camp in Brough. That's why I mentioned Brough there with your Nana and Grandad, where they live. Very good.
Yeah.
All right, Sam, you're going to do the kickstart for us this morning. I'm dying to hear what song you picked out for us. I'm going to hand it over to you, and I want to wish you a very happy Christmas, and I hope you have a great weekend. Here we go, Sam.
Okay. Buenos dias, Irlanda. Good morning, Ireland. This is a song for all my family and friends in Spain, Dublin, Cork, Limerick, Kerry, and Aussieland. I hope you are all good and can't wait to see you for Christmas. This talk, I hope you're listening also. Granddad Tom, this is especially for you. Hit that button, you know.
This Christmas, Today FM is coming to town.
Yes, we had a great time yesterday. It's up on Instagram at the moment, actually. We went down to East Wall to Gillian with her Christmas tree. A few weeks back, we were asking you to let us know what was going on in your local town or village community this Christmas and whether Today FM could be of help in any way with what you were doing. And we had a brilliant response. And one person who wrote in a few weeks ago was Kieran Conifrey in Cavan, and he is on the line. Morning, Kieran. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ian. How are you today?
Excellent. Top form. Thank you very much. So whereabouts in Cavan are you and what do you do?
So we are a small three-teacher school in West Cavan, just outside Ballyconnell.
Oh, I know it well. Yep, yep.
Yeah, yeah. So, three mainstream teachers and, so it's a small school, but a busy little spot.
Right, okay. And tell us what your ask for us with this was.
Well, we have a Christmas concert. It's taking place next Friday. It's a Christmas variety show. We have 25 acts in it. And we asked you to come along to make sure we were ready for the show. So we have a few interesting people might show up. Troy Parrott, Agnes Brown, and even Joxer. So be very interested to see what you think of how it's going, how the rehearsals are going along.
Right, okay. So it's 1 week to go. It's this day next week the show is going to be on. Okay.
Yeah.
So you would like us, being the professionals that we are, is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
What are you laughing at, Kieran? Come on.
you could tell us how much work we have left to do with you.
Right,
because,
okay.
We think we're well along the way, but
we can come down for rehearsals.
Absolutely.
Say early next week. What do you think?
That would be brilliant. Would be brilliant. Yeah.
Okay. And how many are in the school?
There are 68 children.
And are they 68. All taking part in it in some way? Like,
yeah, you know? Every one of them. Yeah. So we have inch of acts. So the nativity is going to be a big part of it. We have our take on Reeling in the Year, so it's a look over the last 25 years.
Oh, very good, yeah.
Roy Keane, the Saipan saga, will make it an entry. The Don't Swim in the Sea, Theresa Mannion report, and plenty of other funny skits along the way. So
brilliant.
It's fun.
Well, listen, we're going to try and make it down to you maybe next Tuesday morning, and we could be there and maybe do the show there. Is there a plug that we could plug into somewhere?
Yeah, we'll find one for you.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Thanks very much, Kieran. Perfect, yeah.
We'll have the scones ready.
Oh, brilliant. We'll see you next
Ian Dempsey.
Week.
Playing the music you love. Today FM.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details. Because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.